I think we've seen some rustiness in our preseason games, and hopefully we've done away with it all then. But even watching games around the league over this first week, you can still see that there a lot of the other teams still have some rust there. So hopefully, if there is some with the Cats, we keep it to a minimum and try and get things running smoothly to start it out.
How much extra work with training-wise and things like that are you doing at the moment just to get you out of the house, for one, and to make up for the fact that everyone else is playing and you're training?
Yeah, no, we've kept on our usual schedule. We've been doing that for quite a while now. Obviously, a couple of false starts on our first game of the season and some cancellation of preseason games. But we've kept the same practice schedule. Although now in quarantine, there is maybe a little more time spent at the training court just to get out of the house. Obviously, that's really our only kind of release at the moment, apart from home, is being on the practice court and just seeing the guys. So, but in terms of training, we've kept to the same schedule, and hopefully we can get underway this Sunday.
You mentioned the rustiness of other teams as well. The shooting has been, especially the three-point shooting, teams have all battled with in the opening round. Is that the hardest thing to prepare for when you get into the real stuff, that you're going to be under physical pressure and mental pressure and fatigue and stuff, and you've still got to be able to get that away? Is that the hardest part of the start of the season?
Not necessarily. I mean, you can put that, I guess lack of shooting down to a number of things. But, I mean, shooters out there know their role, and they're going to fire them up no matter what. So they go in, they miss. You're probably going to see the same thing in the second week. They're going to be shooting the ball, and I'm definitely going to have that same mentality. Hopefully mine go in come this Sunday and we get off to a good start. But a lot of time spent in the practice gym, games are spent in the arena. There's depth perception involved with that one. So there's a whole heap of different things as to why the percentages could be lower than usual.
And then we'll the next one we are, Wade.
Yeah, Paddy, do you want to go next, mate?
I'd be honoured, Wade. Clint, thanks so much for your time. Just in terms of, practice, you're only restricted to Bendat before. So, I mean, is that you're not going to get a look as such at sort of Perth Arena? How much does that change when you talk about arenas and different perceptions of depth and so forth?
Yeah, I mean, it is different. I mean, practice facilities, you usually got a wall 15, 20 metres behind the basket. You got into the arena and, I mean, you got 100 metres up to the back row. So, I mean, it does become involved. But, I mean, we've seen the arena recently having the pre-season game against Illawarra and a couple of training sessions before that. So it's not going to be totally new to us. And, I mean, we've got guys who've played in there for a number of years now. So, I mean, it shouldn't be anything different for us.
I imagine it's probably pretty hard. You can be confident going into the game, but it's a bit of an unknown as well, given the changes in roster, the changes in lineup, and given the fact that the opposition have already started playing. How much is it just to sort of go out there and suck it and see, because you don't really, I guess, know exactly what to expect?
Yeah, like you just said, there's going to be a little bit of it. You're just going to have to go out there and see what happens. Obviously, we can do our scouting report. Every team's different from last season. So there's going to be some new things going on out there. So I guess the real look we'll get at it during the week is through scouting reports and putting a plan in place and going from there. But I imagine these first couple of games could be some scrappy contests trying to find your way around. We've got a couple of guys that definitely know how to scrap around and come up with some loose balls. So that's going to be a pretty big focus.
You mentioned that you're definitely going to be shooting regardless what happens if you've got the hot hand or you're finding it a little bit difficult. Is that mentality also a little bit more so because it is game 200 and you'd like to have a bit of an impact in that score sheet as well and try and stack it?
I mean, whether it's game one or game 360. I don't think my role's changing too much. When I get some daylight, I'll let it fly. If not, try and make some plays for my teammates. Pretty good feeling to be playing 200 NBL games. A little bit of a break in there somewhere over in Europe. But I've played most of those games over here in Perth. And that's been really exciting over here. My family and I have loved it over here. Just another game. First game of this season. Started off on a good note. And we'll go from there.
Can you describe your journey so far? It's 200 and you've got a couple of championships since you've been here. And obviously the club is trying to get their first ever three-peat, and you could be shaping as a really key part of it. It must be a real big driving motivation.
Absolutely. I mean, a three-peat would be great. But this is, I guess, a totally new team from the last year and even the year before. So, I mean, this team's trying to create its own little history amongst this club. We've got plenty of things to focus on that will, I guess, hopefully go in good stead in getting us back into another final series. It's been a journey for me. Going from college up to starting out in North Queensland for a few years with the teams up there, then over to Europe, and then finding my way to the Cats. So, yeah, it started with a few DNPs, and so far it's gone along with a couple of championships. So I definitely tracked in the right direction.
It's probably a little bit hard to reflect on your career because you're still playing and you want to be playing for a number of years to come. But given you've won a couple of titles and you've ticked that box, is there anything else that you really, really want to achieve which is different that you haven't at the moment in your career?
Mate, I guess at this point in my career, you're playing for championships. That's definitely one thing, I guess, that's really been, I guess, etched into me since arriving in Perth is guys here, they want to win championships. The club wants to win championships. And if you have to take a backseat role along the way, and when it's your time to shine, you give it a crack. And if it leads to a championship, then mission accomplished. And that's the way they look at things over here. So, not really looking to change too much on my front in terms of my career. It's keep competing, stay healthy, do what I can for this team, and hopefully we're back playing some finals basketball.
Awesome. Thanks for that. Cheers, bud.
Rory, would you like to go next?
Absolutely. Clint, you've mentioned the stadium before. I think you're allowed 7,000 in this time around. Do you think that's going to change much? I mean, the crowd's usually so helpful for you guys, and I know you've spoken about how much you enjoy it and it can help you get momentum going in your game as well.
Yeah, I haven't heard the exact number on what's going to be allowed. I think someone said 50%, so whatever that comes to, no doubt they're going to be passionate. They're going to be into the game, and we've got to give them something to cheer about. So, we play tough-nosed basketball, defensive first, and they know what to expect from us. And if we give them that, then they'll get into the game, and that'll set us off in the right direction.
With Damo sort of finishing up, you've been around the team for so long now. Has the dynamic changed much at all, I guess, particularly on that defensive end?
I guess we'll see. We've been practicing now as if nothing's going to change. We'll try and, I guess, limit, the difference in the amount of defensive pressure and the tools that Damo brought to this Wildcats group over the years he's been here. But rules remain the same. Some guys may have to step it up a notch, and we all try and cover those areas that we're going to miss from Damo. So far, we're tracking in the right direction in terms of our preseason development. I guess once it comes to the real deal of playing regular season games, I guess we're all in the hot seat a bit more in trying to get something done on that defensive end.
That's it from me, mate. Congrats on the 200.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
Who have we got there from Channel 10 Perth? Would you like to go next?
Yeah, thanks. It's just Ash here. Hey, Clint. You guys have got such an amazing history of making finals, but this has also been a pre-season like no other, battling, you know, quarantine and the lead-in, and then also such a significant change in the roster, as you mentioned before, with Damian Martin. In your sort of career, has this been, as a Wildcat, has this been all going to be the biggest challenge this year in terms of making finals, do you think?
I mean, I guess everyone's kind of gone through the same circumstances right now with COVID and preparations being changed and everything. I mean, I guess at this stage, this team's not thinking too much about, are we going to make finals or aren't we going to make finals? Well, right now we're trying to get our first game out of the way. And really, I mean, everyone can talk about, I guess, it's step by step and all this. There's a process, but you just got to focus on trying to get this first game done first and seeing how this group develops. Obviously, with the changes, you may not see the regular Wildcats that people are expected to see night in, night out. Guys are going to be continually gelling throughout the season, and hopefully come the end of the season, we're playing finals basketball. We've done everything we can to prepare for say, the last 2 minutes of a game five in the finals.
And, you know, you're going to be going up against a team that's already probably going to have a couple of games under their belt. Have you had much of a chance to watch the Phoenix? And is that an advantage given the fact that you can watch them? Or is it do you think it's a disadvantage given they'll have a bit more sort of preparation and game time?
Yeah, I guess you can look at it both ways. They'll have two games under their belt and might be able to find some rhythm there, and we'll be able to scout them. I mean, I guess people could say they haven't seen us play yet, but I mean, Australia is quite a small league, very well scouted, and I bet you they know what's going to be coming from in terms of what we run and on offense and defense. So, yeah, I guess you can look at it both ways, but either way, we'll be ready and so will they.
Awesome. Thanks so much, and well done on the 200 when you get there.
Thank you.
Okay, does anyone have any final questions?
I'm going to jump in just on the 200. We always tend to ask influence and stuff on milestones sort of moments. Who taught you to shoot? You're such a good three-point shooter. When you look back, why are you a good three-point shooter? Who taught you back in the day?
Geez, I think Dad would like to take credit for that, but he shot with his left hand. So, I mean, I couldn't have taken too many tips from him. I mean, I guess a lot of it was developed in the backyard. There was a point when I needed to change my shot, I guess, in high school. And I'll tell you one thing, I was very stubborn about it. I mean, it was working for me, but... having realized that I wanted to make, I guess, a career out of basketball, I'd have to change my shot. Just a simple thing is getting a higher release point. I mean, when you're a kid, you shoot from in front of your face, you try and heave it up there, and I guess you practice it enough, you become good at it. But yeah, I had to change my shot in high school, and that was under Trevor Cook at Anglican Church Grammar School. But yeah, like I said, I was very stubborn about it. It just wasn't working for me, but stuck at it, and it definitely helped me along my way. And ever since then, I've just kept working at it. Haven't really changed too much since I was 15, 16. Obviously, you get stronger as you get a bit older and you tweak a couple of things, but in the end, it's just repetition after repetition after repetition. It's just muscle memory. I guess you when the occasional one does airball, I guess you just call it machine malfunction.